I love it. That sounds great.
I have a tip for you, Rami. Just heard from Danny. He said you can get those tools you're looking for in Tempe at Fisher Tools. The ones that you have shipped?
F.
Fisher Tools.
I-S-H-E-R.
On Rio Salada. There you go.
They've been there.
Check that out.
I've been buying tools there since the 70s. They've been there a long time.
And you've never told me about this?
Well, I didn't know you were air freighting your socket wrenches in town.
I think people would be surprised how little we as a family communicate. We're all got our head in our jobs, and sometimes I think we get to eat together once a week, and that's a lot to download.
We'd like to congratulate Scottsdale Solar, the newest partner of Rosie on the House. You can find them at the solar category. If you're interested in going solar or looking at solar for your home, it's a great great company. They've been in business 10 years, and they travel. It's one of those funny things. I always wonder, why does somebody name their business after a town? It makes a lot of customers think, well, they only work in that town. They travel. I mean, in fact, they will go anywhere in the state of Arizona. They travel so well. So if you're looking for solar, they're a great option for you, along with all the other solar partners at Rosie on the House. Congratulations. Welcome to the network. And whenever we bring somebody on the network, we don't bring them on with the intention of it being any kind of short term. We look for lifetime partners. We like the fact that we know the guys by first name, that we've got a relationship with them, that the issue arises, we know who to call, we can get to the owner right away. You know, we all stub our toe, we all trip and fall. We had a situation this week. Somebody called and said, how do I file a complaint? And by the end of the day, there was a testimonial letter about how great the company was. And, you know, it was within a couple hour turnaround. And, you know, a lot of times you're just going through your daily motion. You didn't know or realize there was a problem or realize that somebody interpreted something wrong. And, you know, you just have to have that communication. And none of our guys are out there to do anything unscrupulous the wrong way. They're all in it for the long haul as well. We all live in Arizona and all want to make it a better place. And another great contractor for our homeowners. If you're looking for solar, Scottsdale Solar.
You know, we're a relationship network, really. You know, we're there. We answer the phones. You won't get a recording. We work really hard to make sure there's
unless
somebody 8 to 5.
Unless everyone on the team is on the phone.
Yes, yes. It's very rare, though, for someone to get the message machine. And the other thing about the longevity, Romy, is when there's any kind of warranty work, you can be sure that your company that you started with, you'll be able to finish with, and they'll be able to follow through.
That is one of the hard things when you get somebody that calls and say, hey, I've been listening to you guys forever. I just started an electrical business. How do I get on? I'm like, go on the waiting list. And when you've been in business 5 years, give me a call back. And they're like, oh, man.
Speaking of our partners, I've had several of our partners call and say, Rosie, is there anything you can do to help us recruit more great employees? One of our partners in particular up in Prescott, Tom Riley at Renovations, he's looking for several positions to be filled. And so I would tell all of you that are in the trades that listen, and I know there are a bunch of you that listen, if you want to upgrade your career, go to RosieOnTheHouse.com, look under the certified partners, and find someone in your trade. You'll be going to apply for virtually one of the best in that arena. And we know that virtually every Rosie partner right now is still looking to hire good people. Tom Riley in particular, if you're a superintendent down in the Valley of the Sun and you're tired of cooking all summer long, he needs a lead carpenter in Prescott. Now, if you've been dreaming about trying to move out of the valley in the heat for the summer, for the year, I mean, Prescott's got that year-round environment. It's just perfect. And he's also looking for an estimator. But I'm looking for an estimator, too. Like I say, we all at Rosie on the House, as successful service providers, are probably hiring. If you're in the trades and you're looking to up your game, if you're looking to up the caliber of person you're working for, go to our website and knock on the door and say, Rosie told me to call you.
There will be a time, I foresee, that they figure out how to do it with tax and employees' wages and employment, that it doesn't hurt the individual and complements the company. Because there is a time when we've got extreme heat in the desert, and it's really nice weather in the mountains. And then you've got time where it's really nice weather in the winter in the desert, and it's extremely cold up in the mountains. And being able to transfer a worker between companies, let's say he's a technician for one of our air conditioning contractors in Phoenix or Tucson, and in the summertime, for the summertime when they need him, well, in the wintertime in the heat when JKC might need an influx of guys trying to keep homes warm, they are able to transfer the worker up to the mountains, and he's able to go where the demand is and never be more than 100 miles from one location or the other.
Well,
or 200, I guess, if you're going from Tucson all the
way up.
Gonna
have to get creative for filling the labor shortage, that's for sure.
And it doesn't put the pressure on the air conditioning contractor to match this overhead on a seasonal business year-round. Seasonal year-round.
The floating Rosie on the House labor pool.
Yeah.
Can I join that?
Yeah.
Sounds like a good deal.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Doing bottom of the hour news break. We'll get can get you on the line and bring you into the next conversation. We've got a text question wants to know about how to eliminate dog urine smell from a patio, and it's a rock landscape around it. So we've got a couple solutions for that. And then Larry in Cottonwood wants to know, what do you put down to prevent weeds underneath your rock? Nothing. Nothing, nothing. There was a time we were putting landscape fabrics underneath and plastics. That system has gone away. It's a waste of money.